Hello, you're through to Francesca INSLAW. How can I help?
Hello, Francesca. It's Margaret.
Hi, are you okay? Sorry, just
Yeah, not too bad.
in your date of birth and postcode for me, sorry.
It's the 24th of the 8th, 1962,
Fab, thank
and it's CO167BT.
you. Fab, thank you. Oh, yeah, sorry, I just sent you a message, didn't I?
You
Yeah.
did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so just so you know, so our WhatsApp's just gone down for the day. So obviously you said you wanted WhatsApp communication, but unfortunately I wouldn't have been able to do that. So I just wanted to let you know, that's all.
Right. So what? So I won't be able to get my daughter to do it today then.
Yeah, so the message I sent you then, so the link's on there. So the contracts you're still able to do, and then with the proof of address and identity documents. You can send this to us on email if okay, if that's okay,
Oh, I can.
or
She can do all that for me. Yeah.
yeah, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm sorry about that.
No,
Yeah,
that's
so I've
fine.
just so I added that link into that message as well, just so it was just at the top, rather save you scrolling. But did you say she's coming over this morning?
Yeah, she'll be over sometime whenever she gets here.
Yes, that's okay, no worries. So I mentioned to you yesterday, didn't know how the documents work and everything with
Yeah.
the yellow box. Okay, fab. So if you have any problems or any questions, just give me a call, okay? And I
Yeah, there
will
was
help you.
one thing I
Yeah.
wanted to tell you. One of the questions when you asked was when me and my brother were put into, or we were abandoned and taken into care, about my mother.
Yeah.
She didn't sign us over to care because she buggered off somewhere.
Yeah.
Does that make any difference?
So I've written, so in the statement I wrote, so I was placed here with my brother after our mother abandoned us. She left us both, and despite being very young myself, I was left to look after my little brother for nearly a year. Eventually, we were found at the home of a couple called Edie and Grant, who took us in and cared for us for a short period of time before social services became involved and removed us from their care. Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine. It was
Okay.
just in case when you find my papers for the children's home, I think she knew we were in care, but I don't think she bothered.
Yes.
I don't know that far back. I don't know.
It's just so with the records, so it might be a problem. So when it comes to getting them, a lot of the time your parents' names would be on the records. So is it possible that, is it Edie and Grant, they might be on them instead? Or would it,
No, they wouldn't
no?
have. I wouldn't have thought so because, as I said, I didn't really know them. They
Yeah.
were just, I don't even know if they were friends of hers or not. I don't
Yeah.
know. But I
It's
know,
okay.
she must have known because, well, she must have known because she moved back up to Falkirk with my elder brother
Yeah.
and knew because we used to go visit. I mean, my little brother used to sneak out and go visit her.
Yeah.
So she knew we were in care. So they must have known.
Yeah. They should be her name should be on the record somewhere.
I would have
If
thought so
not, yeah.
somewhere.
But if not, we have your. It should come up with just your name and date of birth,
Yeah,
obviously.
because
But.
I've signed my birth certificate, so it's got her name and my dad's name and
Yeah.
everything on the birth certificate. So I've got that and my passport. Is that ID enough?
Yeah, so you can send either or, and then just a letter then that's been sent in the last 3 months to you, just for proof of address.
Okay, that's brilliant.
But it's just, what was I going to say? Lost my trail of thought.
Oh, the other thing is, on my email, it's Margaret Griggs, previously Arnott, like I
Yeah.
said. Obviously, my maiden name is Arnott, and I'm trying to go back to Arnott. But everybody knows me as Griggs because that was my married name.
Okay, so on your passport and any letters you have now, is it Griggs?
On my passport, it's Arnott, but on my any other than my hospital letters, it's Arnott, but other than that, bills and all that, it's still Griggs because I'm in the process of changing over.
Okay, so do you have, is that hospital letter in the last 3 months? Is it dated in the last
Yeah,
few months?
I got it
Okay. Oh,
yesterday.
fab, yeah. If you could then, if possible, to try and send two documents with Arna on it.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got
Okay,
my
fab.
documents with Arnott and Griggs, so I'll send you. I'll take a copy of everything that I
Okay,
think
fab.
is appropriate for you.
That's perfect. Thank you. I'll just write so. So what I'll do as well is I'll put on your file that a previous name is Margaret Griggs.
Yeah, because that's unfortunately, that was my married name.
Yeah, and hopefully very soon it will be a previous name.
Yeah, it will go back. I want to go back to my maiden name.
Yeah.
Not as easy as you can't just say that's it, I'm back to that name again, can you?
Yeah. Okay, so Margaret. Okay, fab. Yeah, so with the, oh, that's what I was going to ask. So obviously with the, obviously your mum, well, you think or don't know that if she was aware of you, when you were placed into care, sometimes it's helpful to get a sibling's names. So then we can look into the both and then try and find a connection. So
yeah, also my little brother was in care with me, but I don't speak to my brother now. But
yeah,
I could give you his name.
Yeah, is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what do we get? His first name, please.
It's Stuart, Stuart.
And then is it Arnott?
It's Johnston Arnott.
Johnston Arnott, fab. Okay, fab. Yes, yeah, so it's obvious, I'll add that on as well. So sometimes if...
Yeah, because he was in there with me, so we'll be there. The records will be together.
Yeah, so if, say they can't, they struggle to find yours, if they find his, then they'll find your name and then we'll see, then it'll just be a bit easier for us to... Yeah, so that's perfect, thank you. But yeah, so regarding those contracts now, so when you send those over, I'll get it sent to Redress, and then they should then come back to us with an application number in about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then as long as we have done the birth certificate, passport, letter on file, we'll then start gathering all of your records. But if we have any problems or they're asking any questions or anything, we'll just be in touch to
That's fine.
See if you know the information. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll try my best to give as much as I can remember.
That's absolutely fine. That's perfect. Thank you very much. But
Thank you.
You have any problems or any questions, okay, with these documents, just give me a call and I'll help, okay?
Okay, thank you ever so much for your help.
No problem. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you, Andrew. Bye-bye.